You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, coming up in about 3 minutes, Beat the Hammer. We'll take the fifth caller in the contest line, caller number five for Beat the Hammer. 215-988-1258. Caller five, Beat the Hammer, 215-988-1258. Elliot, we know that I'm very likely to win Beat the Hammer. That's what the Hammer does.
Correct.
Am I likely to beat Jack in basketball? What is your current sense as you look ahead about a week and a half to that?
So I don't think it's likely. I mean, hearing you're working out with Herb McGee for an hour and a half, I highly doubt Jack's doing that. But I just think he's way more athletic than you. And I think that these last two are going to show that. And I thought the race did. So I do think he will beat you, but you are doing what you're great at, which is preparing. You'll be like ready to go. I just think Jack has the athletic advantage.
Yeah. Only thing I'll say, one of the things I disagree with, you said I'm doing what I'm great at. I'm doing one of the things.
Yeah, fair.
That I'm great at.
You're about to do the other thing you're great at.
Another of the many, many thousands of things. Elliot, stay well, pal. It's always good to have you on the show. We'll talk to you next week, man.
All right, sounds good. Talk to you later.
See you, buddy. All right, Elliot Shore Parks. Let's get one call in here and then Beat the Hammer shortly. Chuck in Mount Airy right now. Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, Joe. Yeah, good morning. Listen, congratulations to Schwarber. His more meaningless home runs than anybody I've seen in my life.
Oh, come on, Chuck.
I love it. Yeah, you guys like it. I love it. I mean, where was that performance against the Mets? He went 0-for, okay?
Chuck, he's got 49 this year. You don't have 49 meaningless home runs, man.
Yeah, well, yeah, that was more meaningless yesterday. I mean, it defined everything I said yesterday.
Chuck,
how was that meaningless?
Chuck, let's talk about the first one. First one, they're in a 3-0 hole. They lost. Hold on. No, you hold on, Chuck. They lost three freaking. No, Chuck, hold on. They lost three games in a row. They were in a 3-0 hole in the first inning. How is his home run to jumpstart them in the first inning meaningless?
Let me tell you something. It's against the Braves, okay? And it's against the Braves. Where was that performance?
Nonsense.
Let me tell you something. This is why you're such a loser, Joe, and you're going to lose to Jack Fritz, but you have a losing mentality, okay? That's the losing mentality that Philadelphia has adopted with this Phillies team.
Schwarber,
okay, has four home runs. Who gives a crap? Okay.
It's a lot of people, actually.
No, I do. Hey, I care. That was awesome, man.
Chuck, he might have won last night the ESPY Award for Game of the Year.
Chuck,
like,
we've never
someone
seen
will have to
that,
do something
man.
Crazy to top him. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, you never seen it. I'm tired of this bitch that you guys try to spew on his airwaves. Who cares you never seen it? I've never seen a championship that the Phillies won in 17 years.
Yeah, I know. But you know what, Chuck? Before you go, no, hold on. Chuck, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about sports. It's not all about winning the championship. You know what's really cool? 4th and 26. You know what's also really cool? 4th and 1. You know what's also really cool? When Ron Hextall scored a goal. You know what's also really cool? When LeSean McCoy went through the snow. Like, I could give you, and this is high up there, man. This is four freaking homers in a game. And I hear you. Ultimate goal is to win it all. And I'll be there with you on the freaking parade if it happens and stand there and cheer and all that. But there's also the journey. There's also the quest. There's also special moments. Like, if last night doesn't get you going, man, good luck to you.
Why even watch a regular season then, right? Like, just tune in for the playoffs then, if that's all you care about.
It's also, at this point, that's what it's about. That's what it's about.
It's not what it's all about, though, Chuck.
With this Philly team. We've seen great performances in the regular season. I'm not saying don't get excited about it. Great job. But they're meaningless home runs. Yeah. That's what they are. This
Disagree.
Guy's been 0-for against the Mets on the road when we needed him most. He did nothing.
They gained a game in the standings last night. Like, last night was like beating the Mets. Like, they gained a game in the standings.
Yeah, Phillies won, Mets lost.
Mets lost. Like,
does it not count? Not count?
Self, I can't believe you're saying this. Self is not like beating the Mets.
Dude, I came in yesterday and said I wasn't overreacting to the Mets series. Like, I think they have a Citi Field thing. That's weird up there. But otherwise, it's just a series. Like, it's August.
Okay. I hope they stay away from the Mets. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, listen, you're not alone in thinking that. Chuck, give me what, like Schwarber last night, apparently not you, though. What makes you go, wow?
When Scepter messes up the money and they tell them, your kids can't go to school because they want to stop bus cuts. That's what makes you go, wow.
All right, Chuck, you got it, man.
Chuck's fired up today, huh?
So, Devin Grinch, the Grinch call right there?
Yeah, just a bit. I just don't really get the logic there. Like, to say, and I forgot it was him who yesterday said the meaningless.
Well, he's digging in his heels.
But what did Kyle Schwarber ever do to you, Chuck? Like, I don't understand how you can actually sit there and think that a home run, especially a four-home run historic game, is meaningless.
Let me ask you a question. When Terrell Owens came back, Eagles didn't win the Super Bowl, but he came back with 9 catches and 122 yards. It's not like it's not cool that he did it.
Well,
I mean, not everything is winning the championship.
Right, and I know the Mets series was frustrating, but like the Braves are an NL East rival as well. I know the Phillies are up on them. That doesn't mean it's a meaningless series.
When Keith Byers freaking hit Pepper Johnson, it was awesome. They didn't win a title. I mean, you know, I can give you – anyway. I'm frustrated. Hammer time with James. I believe it's 292 wins. I actually want to verify that afterwards.
You're asking other people. Like, this is your thing.
I know, but
no
sometimes
one else cares.
It's either 92 or 93, but I'm going to say 92 because I think it's 92. I will verify that. Anthony, where is he? Since you screwed up earlier today, would you freaking verify from the last time we did beat the Hammer? Am I 292 or 293? For now, I'll say 292 because that's what I think it is. With 292 and 45 losses, let's play a little game. Big game. We call Chuck's call was dumb. We call Beat the Hammer.
It's time for Beat the Hammer.
John, your whole career doesn't count.
On Sports Rich's Radio 94 WIP.
It doesn't count. Nothing counted. They win a title. What is this? Ted Williams, it doesn't count. Dan Marino, it doesn't count. Charles Barkley, Carl Malone, and none of it matters. No one won a title. All right. Beat the Hammer, $50 Rita's Italian Ice gift card, which is awesome for the remainder of the summer, which is a couple days from the way we refer to the summer, Memorial Day to Labor Day. We're obviously into the fall. Fall concretes are back at Rita's. Fan favorite pumpkin pie returns alongside their new apple butter flavor. Try them today. If Chuck from Millinery is not the contestant, let me look at the board. Chuck is not. Can someone buy Chuck a freaking Rita's and put him in a better mood? Because if four home runs doesn't put a guy in a better mood, I don't know what to tell you. All right, our contestant, John, is Rob. He is a thorn in the Hammer's side.
Oh, yeah.
Rob in South Jersey. I believe we are 2-2 all time. Is that right, Rob?
That is correct, Joe. I'm also the last contestant to go 5 for 5 on you. And I just want to say, just like, you know, the 1980 NLCS when the Phillies came back, you know, this is it for us. This is game 5. This is my last Beat the Hammer ever.
Whoa! He's retiring?
A lot on the line here. I have no idea what the category is going to be. I actually kind of called on a whim this morning, just waking up. But that, no excuses. I'm ready to go. Let's go.
All right. All right. This is maybe more than me versus Fritz.
Got a little powerhouse.
John, prediction,
match
who's going to win this?
I like Rob.
I mean, I remember your call. I mean, you're on it, man, obviously.
Rob's really good at this, yeah.
All right, Rob, I'm going to step away and wish you good luck, buddy.
You're going to need it.
Oh, yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. Scram.
I'm not sure. I think Joe caught that. I'm pretty sure Joe caught that as he was taking the cans off. Now he is wandering away, kind of aimlessly. doesn't
he's
really,
walking slow.
He
he's
looks
lost
beleaguered,
at the moment.
Doesn't he?
He does.
He looks like the weight of the world is upon him.
He does look like he has a lot of things.
Away. I do think
he's probably expecting a tomato can, and then he's like, uh-oh, yeah. not
he's
one.
He's concerned.
Guy looking to go out on top.
Love this. Love this. All right, is he safely ensconced?
Yes.
Rob, yeah. you ready to play a little game we call Beat the Hammer?
I think so. Let's go.
I think so. We'll take it. Obviously, didn't have time to do a category based on last night. That was a little unexpected. We're previewing the NFL season today. We're doing a little 2025 NFL trivia heading into this season. All will be about current players or teams. You ready to roll, my friend?
Yeah, let's go.
Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Five questions, 55 seconds. Here we go. Question number one. Aaron Rodgers is one of four active quarterbacks with over 45,000 career passing yards. Name one of the other three.
45,000 career passing yards. Pass.
Last season, this player set the record for most receptions ever by a rookie. Name him.
Brock Bowers.
The Eagles and Chiefs were two of four teams that won 14 or more regular season games last year. Name the other two.
Say it again.
The Eagles and Chiefs were two of four teams that won 14 or more regular season games last year. Name the other two. There are four active players with over 75 regular season receiving touchdowns. Name one.
Pass. The first one's Matt Stafford.
Correct. Who is the reigning NFL coach of the year?
Reigning of not the Dable was a couple years ago, coach of the year. I think Jim Harbaugh.
So Eagles and Chiefs, two of the four teams that won 14 or more regular season games last year. Name the other two.
I'll say I have no idea.
Time.
All right.
Ravens and Bills.
The Lions and Vikings in the same division.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, we got two, Robbie. We know that put you on hold. We know this is not necessarily a
I didn't realize the Vikings won that many games.
Yeah, well, remember they were 14. They had the same amount of wins going in the last game of the season for the division, for the one seed.
Right, right. And their coach won.
Mm-hmm.
Joe's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Slowly.
Joe is sort of.
I guess it's better than the run we saw against
wounded.
Fritz. I never want to see that again.
Yeah. Well, I think he's saving himself. He's conserving energy, knowing that this is about to be an epic battle.
Oh,
I'm telling you,
breath here.
I think he's pinked up, Jimmy. I think he is as pinked up as
it's
I've
funny
seen him in a
I
while.
I was just going to say, he looks like he got color.
Yeah.
I was out in the sun yesterday.
I guess he's pinked up.
Herb McGee, hour and a half.
Oh, you were doing it outside.
Outside.
Remember, I was going to guess
outside.
Phil Martelli was your coach.
I still got to get to a few people for my other coaches.
Okay.
Phil, I'll be calling you, Fran, Jay, everybody get ready. Phone calls are coming. All right. Someone connect me to Jameer, Elton Brand, Aaron McKee.
Doable for sure.
Yeah. Sir Charles.
You're out of here.
All right. Let's go. Oh, by the way, one more thing.
I'm still fired up
about Chuck from Mount Airy. I was thinking about it. My book, you know, The Best of Philly Sports, which is available on Amazon.
Nice plug.
This is the first thing that would have gone in it.
Based on Chuck's freaking standard, I'd have like eight chapters.
Well, that's another good point, yeah.
There'd be two Philly
Didn't
chapters.
Didn't win. Is this Couldn't the beat a division rival.
Is this, Joe, the first thing that's happened since your book came out that would have made the book?
What, Chuck's ridiculous phone call?
Yeah, Schwarber's four.
Schwarber, yeah.
Probably, right?
All right, let's go.
All right, let's dive in.
By the way, James, I have thought about it. I might have to have a new edition.
I know, right?
Me versus Fritz.
Oh,
Me
yeah.
versus Fritz. It would be funny in like 5 or 7 years if I do a new edition, a couple new titles, if I slide in me and Fritz like one chapter.
It would be hilarious.
I mean, obviously, if I win and I do that, that would irritate him greatly.
Oh, I do.
Probably.
Oh, man.
Something All tells right. me if you don't win, it won't make the book.
I would say that's like James, how did Rob in South Jersey do?
All right, category for the week. We're previewing the NFL season. All questions have to do with the 2025 season, players, teams, and whatnot. Ray
Fair
Roll?
Enough. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Question number one, 55 seconds. Here we go. Question number one. Aaron Rodgers is one of four active quarterbacks with over 45,000 career passing yards. Name one of the other three.
Flacco.
Last season, this player set the record for most receptions ever by a rookie. Name him.
I'll come back to that.
The Eagles and Chiefs are two of four teams that won 14 or more regular season games last year. Name the other two.
Lions. Bills.
There are four active players with over 75 regular season receiving touchdowns. Name one.
Say it again.
There are four active players with over 75 regular season receiving touchdowns. Name one.
Man, I'm struggling. I'll come back.
Who is the reigning NFL coach of the year?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, Campbell for that one. 75 TDs. Man, I'm blanking on all these guys. Diggs, no way. Rookie receptions last year. This is brutal.
Time.
What do we got?
Wow!
Good God.
Wow! Wow.
How many did he get?
He got two.
They were hard, man.
Brock Bowers set the
Who?
NFL. Brock
Trey
Bowers.
Flowers?
Brock Bowers.
Oh, Brock Bowers. How did Dan
Raiders.
Campbell not win it?
Because Kevin O'Connell won in his own division, who was the other team that won 14 games. Remember, they battled for the one seed.
Yeah, but the Lions won that game at the end of the year.
Yes, to get to 15. It was 14-14.
Man, so he's tough. The answer to both. It was the Vikings.
Yeah, Kevin O'Connell.
And
yes.
The freaking frick that.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
So the same freaking guy basically determined two freaking answers.
Oh, yeah. And you missed them both. Fucking hammer! Yes! We should have known when you got the musical Ted
They
Williams
were hard, John. They were not easy, man. I mean,
well,
I'm not
if you
complaining.
You know the NFL. I mean,
They were good questions. Yeah, okay. I'm just saying they were hard.
I thought that was a skillful display today. Rob, the contestant, was shuffling back and forth. You guys were both skipping, coming back. I thought you were both really manipulating the material.
I was trying my
adroitly.
Best.
Adroitly.
God,
but man,
it
they were tough.
They were
as
hard.
You can tell. They were 2-1.
Oh, Rob,
but Rob, nice job.
Hey, Rob, congratulations, man. Well done.
Joe, do you want to bend the knee?
Oh no!
So the thing about bending the knee, Rob, you do it before the competition to opt out. So while kind of you made a ha ha, Rob in South Jersey made a ha ha. You don't freaking bend the
Going
knee.
Going out
if you
on
kill
top,
someone.
Rob gets to claim victory over the hammer, like in the all time record.
That's right. Yeah, that's a 3-2 series win. Every time I call now, Joe, I'm just going to start my call. You're going to say, "Rob, South Jersey, how are you, buddy?" I'm just going to say, "Joe, 3-2."
Rob, let me.
No, there's a great one, Rob. I think there's an "On Bended Knee" song by one of those
Boys to Men.
Boys to Men, or the one with Jordan Knight, or
whatever. No, it's On Bended Knee.
That would be the perfect theme song every time you call in. We'll use it for a bed for your
Rob.
Call.
Rob, let me say this to you, sir. You, Rob, as a sports fan, you know that the playoffs are constantly expanded. Everything eventually becomes a best of seven. All right.
Well, that was the series.
So
breaker right
the
there.
Best of five
it's
thing.
It's now 3-2.
I object to the concept that best of five is all there is. I just want to put that out there.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've been asking you this for a while. You've never accepted any of my challenges, like you have some other callers.
If it ever gets to 3-3, we'll do game 7 live at the Borgata maybe one Friday morning. How do you like that?
About
that?
I will take you up on that challenge.
Love it.
No, hold up. That can only happen if you beat Rob again, though. Let's not forget that.
I understand. All right.
But just a few things. I'm ashamed that I said Jim Harbaugh as coach of the year. I despise Jim Harbaugh. He's just the first name that came to mind.
Yeah.
But they just like Joe said, like all kidding aside, there were some good questions.
Yeah.
Jimmy, I didn't even hear question. I was thinking about the prior questions. I'm like, what was question 4 about the touchdown?
So four active players with over 75 regular season. They are Devontae Adams, Tyreek Hill, Mike Evans, AJ? And the one I thought that was easiest to get, Travis AJ? Kelce.
Yeah.
Oh.
I actually moved it. I was going to go 80, and Kelce has 77, and I went down to 75 so I could include Kelce because I thought it was
I
more
did not
gettable.
Think of any of
I thought it was more gettable with Kelce.
Rob, no, Rob, it's a gettable question. My brain just didn't get there at all.
Same here. I said Ravens and Bills for 14. I couldn't. I was thinking Packers in that division. I always think Packers, maybe because of yesterday they're on my mind. I just want to say one more thing, if I can, Jimmy. I just want to have a shout-out to my buddy Tim Gola and my fantasy league as a whole. I'm commissioner. The only reason I knew Brock Bowers, because we were doing our keepers last week, and I read it on his
shout out to Gola!
That's the only reason I know that.
Not Tom Gola,
right? I was
really
impressed with that.
I took Brock Tim Bowers Gola. On my fantasy team.
He's a great player.
Yeah.
Great player. Hey, Rob, I'm going to put you on hold so we can get you the gift card. Congratulations, buddy.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, and with that, the loss number 46. We shut it down.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Now, will you wallow in that?
You know
a
what?
Little bit?
No, because of Schwarber. I'm in a good mood.
Love that.
There
I'm
you
in
go.
A good mood. And when you lose where there's no controversy, you know, there's no James didn't mess anything up. He didn't stumble and mumble and bumble. You know, it was clean. It was a clean loss.
Kind of so. You to say.
I can accept that. But Schwarber's the biggest reason. Let's listen. Then we're going to get right back to the calls in a second. It's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia. As we broadcast away from the Tasty Cake studio, we are at Borgata today. Let's listen to the 4 home runs from last night. Not one, not two, not three. Schwarber did something that 20 others had ever done before. 4 home runs in a game. He becomes the 21st all-time. 4th Philly, by the way. Let's listen to last night.
And a swing and a bomb. That will end the drought. Way up into the second deck, Kyle Schwarber puts the Phillies on the board with his 46th of the season. Solo shot, and the Phillies get one back. It's 3-1. And he swings and crushes one to right. Down the line, and this ball is fair, and it is gone. And it's another homer for Kyle Schwarber. His 2nd of the night, 2-run home run, the 5th of the game for the Phillies, who now lead 10-3. Swung on, hit in the air, left field. Profar turning, going back, looking up, and it is gone! It's a 3-homer game for Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber hits one out the other way. It's a 3-run homer. It's a 6-RBI night for the Phillies slugger. Swung on, hit deep right field, and there's history for Schwarber. It's his 4th home run of the night as Kyle Schwarber becomes the first Philly since Michael Jack Schmidt to hit 4 homers in a game.
Absolutely.
It's a 3-run home run that gives him 9 runs batted in tonight. The 21st player in modern Major League history to hit 4 homers in a game.
Absolutely awesome. I mean, really special. If you were at the ballpark, in particular, if you were there last night, we want to hear from you. But if you watched on TV, listen here on WIP. I mean, that was something. Look, I'm sure there's any number of people that missed it, and then your phone starts going crazy. Family and friends text you. I mean, I'm sure that happened to a lot of people. It's just a special night, man. Special night. Let's listen to something Schwarber said post-game. He was on, did TV interview, radio interview. Let's listen to something he said to Scott Fransky here on WIP. Schwarber, funny, right after the game.
I'm in the cage, and I go, how many guys have hit 5? And no one said anything. I was like, ah.
That's awesome.
He had a shot. If you miss it, he had a shot in the bottom of the 8th. Phils were way the heck up. And, the Braves had one of those, position players pitching, throwing, honest to God, about as slow as I've ever seen. I mean, some of them were ridiculous. And he had a shot, and he popped it up. And it was that back of shortstop, I guess. Was it the shortstop that caught that? Or
for what, the 4th one?
No, the final out.
Oh, his final.
I think it was a shortstop. I think it was an infielder. Anyway, unbelievable last night. Congratulations to the great Kyle Schwarber. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Ken. Ooh, James, my phone just zapped my screen. James, do me a favor and put Ken from Cineminson up right now. Ken, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Doing well, Ken.
Joe, I think you should take a cue from Rob, who just beat you, and I've told you this before.
Yep.
Next time you win, ride off into the sunset, man. Just retire and put it to bed.
Well, I'm planning on doing that at 1,000. The problem is I'm going to have to work an extra week now to get there because I just lost.
I'd like for it to happen in my lifetime, Joe, and 1,000 does not meet that criteria. So, you know.
Yeah, yeah. 1,000 would be who knows how many years from now. Anyway, what do you make of last night, Ken?
Well, here's what – you know I never call to rip on other callers. That's just not my thing. But and when Chuck from Mount Airy calls, I generally – it's kind of like Archie Bunker, you know, like I just don't take anything he says seriously. He's like a cartoon character to me. But that is maybe the stupidest thing that has ever gone out over the airwaves in the history of WIP.
It was ridiculous.
Which is a monumentally high bar. We just talked about this – was it last week? The Phillies have the worst winning percentage in baseball. When Kyle Schwarber does not homer in a game, meaningless.
Is that true?
That's actually an insane stat.
No way.
I don't know if it's true.
Is that true, Ken?
It is. Fransky and Stocker were talking about it on a game like two Fridays ago. That when in games that Kyle Schwarber homers, the Phillies have like a 700+ winning percentage. And in games,
he's right about this. This is correct.
Homer, They have a .330 winning percentage, which is the worst winning percentage in all of baseball in games when Kyle Schwarber doesn't homer.
That is...
And Chuck Mountaineri is saying that Kyle Schwarber's home runs are meaningless.
Right.
Kyle Schwarber is the MVP of baseball based upon that statistic. I mean, he should be embarrassed to look at himself in the mirror making comments like that that go out over the airwaves on WIP.
I don't disagree with you, Ken. I'm with you 100%. I thought it was crazy, man.
I had a call. I wasn't going to call because it's a busy show today, Football Friday and all. But I don't get pissed very often. But man, when I hear stupidity that is like epic level stupidity, I have to comment on it.
Okay, Ken, give me an answer, buddy. What made you and others go wow?
Chuck from Mount Airy saying that.
Great call, Ken. Yeah, Chuck's call was a doozy. Let me ask you guys a question. Favorite, I mean, this is a big question. Favorite non-championship winning moment of your lifetime?
Oh.
Philly sports.
Non-playoff period? Are we just going the regular
non-playoff
season?
No, let's say this.
I think we should say regular
let's put it
season.
This
yeah,
way.
It's like
on the road. Okay, you're non-playoff, because I could then say Mitch. Well, I was going to say on the road to a
Mitch,
title.
Yeah.
But I could say, like, Mitch striking out Bill Pecota to advance to the World Series. Let's say regular season.
Yeah, yeah.
Favorite
like
regular season moment
thing.
Ever. What is it? That is an O.
Like last night's up there. Like I said, it's in the discussion for my favorite regular season baseball game I've ever watched.
John, you have any sense of this?
What was the walk off that we witnessed?
No,
Michael Franco's walk off is not the answer.
Not all right, that moment,
Mike Schmidt's 500th is up there. Man.
That
that's a big
for
one.
Me,
that's a big one.
If that would have been an important moment,
well,
an important walk off, that could have been up there.
Well, all right, so Schmidt,
Michael Franco,
Schmidt's a big one. Schmidt's 500.
I was too young for it. Like I remember.
I was
when
in the car
happened.
Listening, James.
Yeah.
I was listening live with
See,
my mom
yeah.
outside of Abington High School.
That's awesome. I remember my dad reacting to it, but I don't remember actually like it happening. That's why last night was so cool. Like it wasn't even. Sometimes you go to the bathroom and you miss a bat or whatever. Like I was sitting there and I saw with my own eyes in real time Kyle Schwarber at 4 home runs. Like it's just such a unique thing as a sports fan.
44-6 over Dallas was really cool.
That was a great. That had implications too.
That had implications. Yeah.
Saquon's 255 game last year.
Saquon's
I will say, you mentioned it before, fourth and one. Growing up for me, fourth and one was always so big because the Cowboys were so good for those years, and they were like I hated them so much.
Yeah,
and
Freddie Mitchell,
that was a big
Donovan
one.
Play.
Fourth and 26.
Yeah.
And that was playoffs.
I remember.
So.
Oh, that was playoffs.
Yeah, that was playoffs.
Fourth and 26.
I remember that exactly where I was.
Excruciating because we were in zebra. So it's 4th and 26, and I'm standing there watching.
Don't you hate when we're in zebra, Joe?
Freddie's in there.
I mean.
Instead of a fullback. Freddie, the zebra, was in instead of the fullback.
Do you know the Packers defensive coordinator got fired because of that play?
I would imagine.
Got fired.
It was pretty important.
Yeah, he got fired because of that. All right, 215-592-9494. Up ahead, more of what the afternoon show has been saying about me and Fritz and the basketball thing. More on the Micah Parsons situation. We got a lot up ahead, including Saquon. What Saquon was asked this week on WIP, Spike Ike and Jack had him on, about the touches and workload and effectiveness and whether they got to dial it back. And it was a fascinating answer from Saquon. You'll hear that next from Borgata today on 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.